We have the story then of a famous name of Thomas Gilcrease.
Yes.
Talk to us about the Thomas Gilcrease house.
Of course, everybody's familiar with it. I believe it has a, I don't know whether it's green tile or green metal roof that looks like tile. I think it's tile, though. And it's a typical large bungalow of that period. I don't know whether it's still open to the public or not, but it's part of the Gilcrease complex. So I wrote a story about that. And of course, Thomas Gilcrease had such an interesting history. Well, in doing my research, I discovered another house close by that I felt had similar lines to the Gilcrease house, except it was an all-frame house, and the Gilcrease house was a stone house. So I included that house also.
But the Thomas Gilcrease house was built, I believe, in 1913.
Yes.
And it was not built by Thomas Gilcrease.
You're right.
It was actually built by a Tulsa attorney. But his fiancée died, so the house was put up for sale.
Yes.
And then that became then the Thomas Gilcrease home.
Thomas Gilcrease house.
But there's another side to this story that you wrote about in the book, how Thomas Gilcrease met a former Miss America of 1926, Norma Smallwood.
Yes.
He actually met her at a party in 1927. They were married, and Norma Smallwood lived with him then in that house. And then it came time when Thomas Gilcrease deeded the house to the city of Tulsa. There are some legends, I guess, attached to this house and ghosts.
Well, ghosts, yes. There's a ghost in a lot of Tulsa homes. Some are real and some not so real. In fact, my next book is going to be Flowers by Mrs. DeHavens, which is the DeHavens florist. They have a ghost, which I will tell about.
All right.
But yes, as I say, I've encountered several houses that have ghosts, and some are quite real and some are not.
But about the Gilcrease home, anything unusual or different about that house that stands out? Is it just pretty
Not
fairly
really.
Ordinary?
The interior is typical of architectural styles of that period, fluted wood columns and things like that.